You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight our special ray of sunshine on Valentine's Day is Sarah Bareilles. Hello and welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
What's the best Valentine's Day you've ever had, Sarah?
Ooh, that's a hard question.
Is it a big thing for you, or are you a bit sort of, oh, it's commercial?
You know, I'm in that team. I'm on the team where it's kind of, it's a little too commercial. Mm. I feel like if you really love somebody, you know, you sort of every day is Valentine's Day, but I know that sounds very cliche. Yeah, I know. It's
it's kind of cute though.
I guess so. You know, my favorite Valentine's Day are just where you kind of don't have to do anything and you get to just spend the day together and not do much. You know, maybe head out for a hike or do something outdoors. I love being outdoors.
Have you ever had a bad Valentine's Day?
Oh yeah, I remember actually. We would just, my girlfriends and I would get together and just watch sappy movies and be angry that we didn't have boyfriends.
Yeah, we've all been there, haven't we?
Yeah, right.
It was like the Witches of Eastwick or something like
totally.
That.
Totally.
Amazing. Sarah, we're going to play Love Song now and then we're going to chat some more. Can you introduce it for us?
Absolutely. This is Sarah Bareilles and you're about to hear Love Song.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. That was Love Song by Sarah Bareilles, and Sarah Bareilles is with us on Valentine's
Day. Yeah.
Hello.
So let's briefly chat about Love Song. Obviously quite a big anthem here in the UK. It's played a lot on radio. One of the biggest hits, in fact.
Even though it's an anti-love song, essentially, on Valentine's night, which I think is quite cool, actually. I like
now,
that.
I would like to clear something up from my perspective. Were you asked to write a love song for your record label and that was your anti-love song? Is that correct?
Essentially, that's sort of the story. I mean, nobody ever sat me down and said, we need you to write this type of song. But I was feeling a sense of pressure to deliver a certain kind of material. And I just didn't know how to produce it. I didn't know how to give them what they wanted. So I ended up just kind of channeling my frustration in that way. And I was 100% sure that they would hate that song. I was so sure of it. And it ended up working out. So it's kind of ironic.
I can tell you this much, Sarah. I've heard it obviously millions of times working on a radio station. Clearly not as many times as you've probably performed it. but I still sing along to it to this day. If it comes on, I turn it up and still sing to it. So I think that's the status of a good song, you know?
Oh, that's really kind of you because I do the opposite. I turn it off.
It's your song though. You must have literally heard it and played it so many times.
More chat on the way. Sarah, can you do us a favour now and choose maybe a song from the current Hit 40 that you absolutely love, maybe a commercial song at the moment that you think is a bit genius, and we'll play it now.
Ooh, let's go with Far East Movement.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, Like a G6 or Rocketeer?
Yeah.
Rocketeer.
Okay, let's get it on.
In Demand.
In Demand with Alex and Lucy for Valentine's night. Sarah Bareilles is still with us. We're about to bid you farewell, but we need to talk about the new material.
Of course.
Which is why you're here. And the tour with Maroon 5 as well.
Yeah, you and Maroon 5, you go way back.
We do. We go back to university and met them when they were just a fledgling little band. They weren't even Maroon 5 yet. They were called Cara's Flowers at that point. And and they've been so instrumental in my career. They've been such good friends and took me out on my very first tour. And they're how I met my manager. So I'm forever indebted to those boys.
You keep going back, obviously, touring with them, and they're obviously your mates and that kind of thing. But do you ever get sick of seeing Adam Levine? Because I know that I wouldn't. Now, I know he's your mate, so maybe you feel differently, but, oh, he's hot.
He is. He is adorable. He's a really good-looking dude.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, my relationship with all those boys is very sisterly. Actually,
of course.
I mean, I sort of came up kind of looking up to them as being the more experienced, older versions of what I was hoping to achieve someday. So that dynamic has never really changed. I think they kind of all pat me on the head and just are like, "Oh, little Miss Sarah over here."
That's quite nice, though. But it's just like having a band of brothers around you.
And now the brand new album is called Kaleidoscope. That's going to be out on the 21st. That's next week. But King of Anything is released today. And this is kind of in the same way that Love Song was a bit of a FU towards your record company a little tiny bit. This is an FU towards your critics a little bit, isn't it?
It is. This was... like I said, yeah, similar to Love Song, it was a way to channel my frustration and really kind of respond to people who gave me opinions I didn't ask for.
Best of luck with the new song. Happy Valentine's Day. All that we need to do is get the brand new song on. Can you introduce it?
Grammy nominated.
Absolutely. This is Sarah Bareilles and this is my brand new song, King of Anything.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast.
The podcast.
Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/AlexandLucy. You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight. Avril is still with us on the show. Welcome back to our lives. This is your fourth studio album you're now out promoting.
Yes, it's called Goodbye Lullaby and it's coming out March 7th and I'm really excited about it.
The first single is What the Hell, and it's that typical kind of Avril upbeat,
pop rock.
We loved it.
And the rest of my album is completely not like that at all.
Oh. Okay.
The rest of my record is like more stripped down and it's like a more emotional, more like deeper record.
So is it kind of a, you're coming back and you wanted to remind everyone what you originally sounded like and then sort of let them discover what else you've been doing?
Yeah, it's a kind of a way to bridge into the new songs, yeah.
Okay.
So this is more emotional stuff. Where is this stuff coming from?
Well, I've always written all of my songs. I've always co-written. And on this album, I wrote like half the record by myself and I produced two songs for the very first time. And I wanted to go for a more vibey, just real kind of different approach. I've done so much of the pop rock stuff and I love to be on stage. I love to run around, rock out and all that. But I also love to just like sit at a piano and sing.
Is it difficult as a female artist to sell yourself to the audience that are really into their rap and their R&B and stuff like that, which is primarily what people buy?
Yeah, there, radio right now is very rhythmic. And so some stations won't play my stuff because of that. There's a lot of like R&B and hip hop and very dance. This record for me isn't like that.
Does it frighten your record company when you go to them and say, I want to do this, let me do this?
Uh-huh.
What do they say to you? Well, don't do it. Do more girlfriend kind of stuff.
Yeah. The interesting thing about my record company is, who they are today, they're not the people who signed me initially. LA Reid signed me like when I was younger. And like every 6 months, like it's like the record companies, all these changes are going on. There's like new people and then they come in and they try to like tell me what to do. And I'm like, no. You don't tell me what to do.
Well, especially if you don't know them as well. And you've been with the same label and everything.
And it's kind of like I've been doing this for 10 years now. And it's for me, it's really all about the music. And my fans are so supportive and they're really great. And I can't like fake something. I can't like pretend. So I have to be true to myself when I'm writing my music and as far as the direction of my records go.
Now, of course, you have got a massive, extensive back catalogue of songs. We are going to play your new single shortly, but we'd like you to choose one of your older songs. What's your favourite single that you've released over the
years? I like I'm With You.
Oh,
we like that one too.
Totally. Can you introduce it for us? We'll play it now, Avril.
Okay, this is my song, I'm With You, and I was 17 when I did this song.
Oh, memories.
Yeah.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy and Avril Lavigne on the show with us tonight. We need to briefly mention, well, I would like to briefly mention the fact that I'm never going to look at a kitchen sink in the same way ever again.
Yeah, thanks Vanity
to your,
Fair.
Vanity Fair photo
shoots.
They
were amazing.
The washing up will never be the same.
No.
That was a little bit racy.
Kind of old school. We shot it at the Chateau Marmont in Los Angeles.
Legendary place.
Kind of went, I guess it's more of a 40s kind of old school Hollywood look.
Okay, did you keep any of the outfits? Because I would.
Actually, there was a one bra that I really liked, and I asked the stylist if I could keep it, and he was really nice, and he let me have it.
That must be a nice
perk. I was like, because I really don't go out that much to shop it for bras. So that's always the fun thing about photo shoots is you show up, and there's some really cool stuff, and I'm always like, can I yoink this? Can I have this?
Oh my God, I don't blame you. If I was you, I'd do exactly the same
smuggle
thing.
Smuggle in your pocket.
I'd be like, can I just steal that and that and that? Thanks.
We've got a lot of Avril fans who follow us on Twitter.
We have.
And we've got some questions for you tonight, courtesy of those fans. Let's start with this one. You've got your own clothing range.
Yes.
And your own fragrances. Mm-hmm. Have you any more products planned for release in the future?
Just launching the Avril Lavigne Foundation, and that focuses on sick and disabled children and youth. And I'm developing that now, and I'm very excited.
Good.
Are you going to come back to the UK and do part of your world tour here?
Yes, I come here all the time, and I love it here. The best crowds. I love to be in Europe and the UK, and it's very rock and roll here. And there's so much history, and I'm really into all that stuff, so I like to just sightsee.
Do the tourism stuff. You've been on the big red buses on the top deck?
No, I haven't, but I'm obsessed with castles. So I
We've
always
got a lot
try
of those.
To to go to like the London Tower.
Let's play What the Hell. Avril, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you so much for having me.
God bless you. Can you introduce What the Hell for us?
Here's my new single, What the Hell.
Avril Lavigne, thank you.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy. In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight Tayo Cruz is back on the show.
Yeah!
Yes.
It's so good to have you back. We love chatting to you, Tayo.
Oh, and I love talking to you guys too.
Oh, amazing.
Are you okay to spend the next 30 minutes or so with us? Is that all right?
I am, yeah.
We're going to be chatting.
From his favourite. He just said from his favourite.
No, I'm going to write him down. Yeah. I might actually tattoo his
something else. Lunch.
Okay, so we won't spread it.
Okay.
We're going to chat music and all kinds of exciting stuff. So Tayo Cruz is In Demand tonight.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tayo still with us on the show tonight. Right, sir, let's get down to business.
Yeah.
Let's start with the brand new song, with Kylie, with Travi. My God, people are playing so many different versions of this song,
You just
Tayo.
Couldn't decide, could you?
I know. It's we just wanted to just throw a plethora of people on there.
Okay. So tell us the story of the song. Did it just start out with you, and then you added Kylie, and then you added Travi, or...?
Yeah, well, it's just there was a version with just me on my album, which I actually wrote for Kylie Minogue, the song, initially. So I never actually was thinking that I would have to sing that really high note live ever. I wrote it thinking, oh, there's going to be a girl singing this, it's fine. But yeah, you know, I wrote it for Kylie initially, then it went on my album. And then, you know, then I actually, we were going to release it as a single. And I just thought, why don't we call Kylie and see whether she wants to do it as a collaboration? And she said that she loved the song and she'd absolutely be happy to be part of it as a duet.
And then bringing in Travi takes it to a whole other level.
I know. He comes through and, you know, he just adds his element. He's super cool, you know, and in the video as well, you know, he's just got swag on.
Did you see him off the back of Billionaire? And obviously he's been around for a bit anyway, with Gym Class Heroes and sort of go, this guy is doing really well at the moment. I'm going to hire him.
I know. And all my female friends are obsessed. Yeah. You know, they absolutely love him, and so they, you know, they just really mad at me for not inviting them to.
But you know what it is? It's because he's a nice guy. He's a bit like you in the same kind of way. He's very funny,
very
genuine, very warm. He's been to see us a couple of times.
He's lovely,
and he's just completely normal, and we like.
Yeah,
And
he's a cool guy, you know, and that's it. You know, I just like good people. He's good people.
Can you introduce it for us, mate? We're gonna play it now.
I'm Tayo Cruz, and this right here is Higher.
Discover In Demand online. There's always a chance to win. InDemand.fm.
In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tayo still with us on the show tonight.
Yeah.
Now, it's been a while since you were on, so what's the most exciting thing that's happened between the last time you were on the show and now, sir?
I guess New Year's. I performed in Times Square.
Amazing.
I know. Amazing. It was incredible. As in true American fashion, everything was oversized and really big and fireworks going off and, like, you know, a million people in Times Square. I got to sing Higher and Dynamite and John Lennon's Imagine. It was just a great day. It was cold. It was freezing cold. But we bore the cold, if that's the past tense of bear.
Yeah, it is.
I think that's correct. Yeah, good.
And it was, we had a good time.
On the back of one of your tweets where you're asking people what they're into at the moment, we've taken four songs that you might not have heard of. You might have heard of them completely, but because you're such a music guru, we'd just like your opinion on them and let us know what you think, whether you think they're going to be smashes or not. And then at the end of this part, we're going to get you to choose one of them to play in full. Is that okay?
Yes. Okay,
so these are all songs
good.
That are released this week. They're all being played by various different people. So let's start with Neon Trees and Animal. Have you heard of it?
Yes, love this song.
Okay, let's play a little clip. So you heard this, you like this, Tayo?
I absolutely love this song. It's incredible.
It's got guitars
these guys
in it, which is weird.
Guitars.
I know. And they're cool as well. I like his haircut.
Yeah, he's got a mohawk, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's like a little mohawk.
On the show last week. Yeah. They were nice guys.
They were lovely, really lovely.
So we like that one. This next one is a guy called Pete Laurie, and this song is called Fell Into the River. Good summer tune.
Yeah, what are you thinking, Tayo?
That does seem like, you know, sort of sitting outside in the park kind of a song.
Yeah, definitely.
I haven't heard it before, but that snippet was good. It sounded good, yeah.
Okay, this is brand new from Mike Posner, the follow-up to Cooler Than Me. Okay. Hoping that Mike Posner is not going to be a one-hit wonder.
Yeah. What do you think of that one?
That's kind of up my street. I really like it.
We thought that might be your favourite.
As soon as Alex played that, we looked at each other and went, this is so tired.
Yeah.
It's electrotastic.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's called Please Don't Let Me Go. And this is from a new band called Fennec Solar. Wow. And the song is called Demons. Almost borderline sort of Mike Posner mashed with neon trees in a song.
Kind of, isn't it?
But kind of guitar-y.
Yeah.
As well.
What do you think?
I like it. It's like almost like The Killers, you know, but a little bit of. They don't sound like The Killers, but you know, a bit of a rock and electro
style.
Mix together.
Yeah. Which one
are we going to go for?
Animal.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I think it's the catchiest song.
You really surprised us there. We thought we were going to go for Post.
It's got a great chorus, hasn't it? Right. And it does just pull you straight in. So that's a good choice.
Officially endorsed by Tayo Cruz.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pleasure having you on the show again, sir. Take care and we'll see you soon.
The podcast. Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.